This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, boy, this year went by fast. We are in November, but they're not calling it November. They're calling it Movember. Why? Well, because a lot of guys are going to start getting hairy. Apparently, there's this movement called No Shave November, or what many call Movember. And Movember, the Movember Foundation, is a funder of prostate and testicular cancer research. Began in Australia, where a mustache is called a mo. And I guess it started back in 2006. And the organization has raised more than $837 million across more than 20 countries. Now, some of us ladies are like, oh, whoa, 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 wait a second. Hold the phone. You're telling me that my man isn't going to shave and he's going to claim he's doing it, right, you know, for a cause? Yep. Yep. You know, I don't mind if my husband doesn't shave. I'm okay with that. Because he kind of looks good in a beard. My husband looks good in a beard. My son, I can't stand his facial hair. You know, my son, you know, he's a good-looking kid. You know, and it's something about moms. Moms do not do well when their babies wear a beard. I think there's a few reasons. One is the hair covers up their pretty little face. You know, because, you know, he does have a little baby, and he gets a couple little kisses on his cheek, and I can't get the kisses because he's held his hair. And the other is, you don't want to see your kid a man. You don't want to see testosterone. You know, your boy needs testosterone. You want your boy healthy, you know, God willing. But you don't really want to see manly stuff. You know, sometimes my kids, they'll be in their underwear or whatever. They'll get out of the shower, you know, and they'll stretch and they'll try to show off their underarm hair. And I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't mind seeing it, you know, on my husband because he's supposed to. He's a man. But, you know, when your kid starts getting hairy, it does. It kind of freaks you out. It does. And then I don't like it because it doesn't really look like a beard. I mean, it's not looking like a lumberjack beard. It's really scraggly, and it looks like a Tanner stage 2, if you know what I'm talking about. And it just doesn't, no. So I yell at my kid. I'm like, you know, both of them now, shave. Shave it off. Mom, you said you didn't want to shave. You were too young. No, you know what? No. But you're not going to have these sparse, weird-looking hairs growing out. You're done with that. No, shave. So, men are giving their razors November off to raise awareness for funds for men's health. And I like that. I mean, Breast Cancer Awareness Month was wonderful. You know, love talking about breasts and, you know, reminding women to do their mammograms and all that. And that's all fine and dandy. You know, but men should get a month, too. I mean, you know, men have a lot of issues. And as a woman, I really want men to live as long as we do. I hate the fact that women live longer than men. You know, that really worries me. I do not want to outlive my husband. I want him to outlive me. I don't want to be alone. And I mean, look at the way I look now. You think I'm going to find somebody in my 80s? Oh, hell no. No one's going to want me. No, they're saggy. Trust me, they're already saggy. So, men die on average 5 years earlier than women, according to the CDC. Prostate and testicular cancer contribute to this, usually though it's heart disease. They also say 4 out of 5 people who kill themselves are men. Now, No Shave November is another organization. So you have Movember and No Shave November. And No Shave November is one organization that, I guess, is asking men to donate the money they would have spent on shaving for the month, and the funds will go to fight cancer. Okay, no. Oh, wait a second. This is supposed to be a month for men. You can't then turn around and ask them to donate money. Are the women asked in October to turn around and donate money for breast cancer awareness? I mean, it's understood. But if you're asking the guys to donate in October, then you ask them to turn around and donate in November. I don't know. But, do these work? I mean, do they raise money? Well, according to Movember, I mean, if they really raised $837 million, I do believe it. Mark Hedstrom, the Movember spokesman, says his organization expects up to 400,000 Mo bros and Mo sisters to participate. Women do not have to commit to the mustache part, although I could easily do it in a week. Just give me a week. Each participant could set up a fundraising page online through which the organization hopes to raise $100 million globally this year. That's pretty cool. They say in early 2019, there's going to be a new campaign called 50 Million Men. And the program aims to reach 50 million gentlemen with crucial guidance about men's health. And then by 2030, Movember hopes its efforts will help cut prostate cancer deaths by 50% and male suicides by 25%. So, in the meantime, Movember provides a list of 5 ways beyond mustaches to protect loved ones from men's threats, health threats. You know, like fending off depression, doing regular prostate exams, staying active, moving regularly. So, Jolly Green Giant, you're going to see a lot of icons. I guess Jolly Green Giant has a mustache. The 55-foot-tall giant in Green Earth, Minnesota, has a 4-foot-long mustache. Mr. Monopoly has one. I thought Mr. Monopoly always had a mustache. Mr. Peanut has a mustache. Apparently, Mr. Peanut, according to CNN, is joining the fund as part of Planters Save Your Nuts campaign. That's pretty risky. Hashtag Save Your Nuts. That's from Planters and Mr. Peanut. Raising awareness of testicular cancer. So, growing hair and growing a beard. It's cold outside. I think it's great. This is something I could get behind. I think that's pretty good. Do a lot of them raise money? There was, some arguments last year that all this breast cancer awareness, people are spending so much money buying things that are pink to look like they're a part of the cause, but a lot of those pink things have nothing to do with the charity. So they're like, maybe just give the money to the charity rather than buying all this pink stuff. 1-877, that's Allie. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, they've been talking about this huge exodus of people leaving California. Either fed up by laws, fed up by taxes, fed up by not having plastic bags to put their groceries into. You know, they need to, pay for plastic. That's not fun. And, you know, I can't tell you how many thousands of people are leaving California because we have thousands of people coming to California. And, you know, with the migrants coming, we don't know if, you know, many of them are going to be consumed by the California border. We're being told that there was a big split off where some are going to go to McAllen, Texas, because it's a lot shorter and quicker for them than to go all the way up the west side to go to Tijuana. So, we'll see. But speaking of, you know, not having bags, we were talking about plastics in our poop and how I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KBC, and he was talking about how when he was in China, a lot of these stores, you know, you bring your own bag. You bring in your own bag, cloth bag. You grab your grain, you grab your food. And, you know, I was saying, you know, one of the reasons why we have plastic in America is we were trying to limit food poisoning. And so I like the old school style, but all it takes is somebody sneezing or somebody having licked fingers or somebody touching something, and now you're exposed. Well, there is a story talking about how these trendy farmers markets could spread food poisoning. And they say it's because vendors are not wearing gloves. They're also selling raw and cooked foods together. And, you know, these farmer markets, the big farmer's market I remember as a kid was the farmer's market in L.A. near La Brea. And that farmer's market near Fairfax, was it? I think it's on La Brea. And that farmer's market was really, really cool. I mean, you had, you know, the stores, you had the donuts. I think Bob's Donut Shop. I loved Bob's Donut Shop. That's been around since the 70s, maybe even sooner. And, you know, you have a lot of, like, delis and fish stores, and it's really, really cool. But it's not an official farmer's market. A farmer's market is where you go to, you know, just a little basic, little area that has just, you know, rows and rows of vendors. And these are vendors that, you know, that have, you know, their own food. They bring their own, like, vegetables and fruits and, what is the word I'm looking for? Produce. You know, and it's kind of nice because you don't have the middleman. You're like, okay, wait a second. This is kind of nice. You know, he picked his fruit. I could, you know, wash my hands. I could, you know, wash the fruit off. This works. But unfortunately, they say that there could be E. coli and Listeria. And apparently they did a study. Researchers found that 40% of beef sold at these markets contained E. coli, as did other meats and vegetables. Scientists from Penn State University went undercover at farmers markets across the state to reveal the lack of basic food hygiene. So the state of Pennsylvania. And there were more than 8,500 farmers markets in the U.S. Oh, they say there's over 8,500 farmers markets in the U.S. and hundreds in the U.K. And they aim to cut out supermarkets by selling straight from growers to producers. But, unfortunately, that could increase your risk of food poisoning. Fewer than 24% of sellers had disposable gloves present on their stands. Many of them were serving raw and cooked foods on the same stand. So here they are giving you meat or chicken, raw chicken, and then they're grabbing the cooked stuff, which means you could be getting exposed. Lead researcher Dr. Joshua Scheinberg said there was a general lack of understanding among vendors about when to use disposable gloves, when to change gloves, what kind of behaviors are unacceptable while wearing gloves. And I guess they tested green vegetables and meat for the presence of bacteria, and they found E. coli, which causes diarrhea, vomiting, can even cause kidney failure, on beef and pork. They also found it, on lettuce, 28% of kale, and also spinach. Now, E. coli comes from someone's colon. Not really. That means somebody who didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom could have spread this. Listeria, which killed a bunch of people in 2012, was found on 8% of beef samples, as well as multiple times on kale, lettuce, and spinach. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says while 40% of stallholders sell packaged food, many sell meat, poultry, fish, seafood, but it's got to be handled carefully. And, you know, I see people, they go, they pick up a nectarine, they put it down. So you're basically buying food that other people touch. This is why we have plastics in our stool, because we want our foods, I mean, we are asking for our foods to be protected. And unfortunately, we're getting exposed to plastics and we're pooping it out. So let's go back to California now. Apparently, California, no surprise here, but their Medi-Cal program paid $4 billion to recipients who may have been ineligible, according to an audit. $4 billion. B&O, reported by Fox News, an audit released earlier this week shows that the state of California spent $4 billion between the years 2014 and 2017 to pay for Medi-Cal coverage for recipients who might not have been eligible in the first place. They say discrepancies between state and county level record keeping may be at least partly to blame for the problem. In one case, they said the state continued making payments to a resident's health plan until August of this year, and get this, the resident had died nearly 5 years ago. So payments to his plan totaled $383,000. In a letter to the state legislator that accompanied the audit, state auditor Elaine Howell wrote that although healthcare services had established a process for notifying counties of beneficiary records that require follow-up, gaps in the process allowed the problems we identified to persist. Okay, so whoever cashed those checks, whoever took that money, better pay it back. The audit found that 453,000 beneficiaries who were marked as eligible in the state records were not considered eligible at the county level, suggesting that those people might have died, they might have moved, or began making too much money to qualify for the program. That's some serious stuff. An email from the Associated Press, I guess, seeking comment from the Department of Healthcare Services, was not immediately returned. No shock there. So auditors recommend that the department recover erroneous payments when possible and implement protocols to ensure timely resolution of discrepancies. That would be nice. The department also urged to help counties address these problems. So Medi-Cal, it provides more than 13 million low-income Californians with services like general health care, emergency services, dental work, mental health, and substance abuse treatments. $4 billion could help a lot of people. And so the mismanagement of money is a common thread and a common theme that we see whenever government runs things. You know, there's this big push for Medicare for all and government control of our health care. They don't know how to spend your money. You know, we were talking about charities, and these awareness months, and I think it's wonderful to raise money. But when I donate, I really like to donate to the actual product that gets given to somebody in need. So, like, my favorite way to donate to people who, you know, are going through a crisis and need food and whatever is to get the food. This way, I'm not just giving money to a company that could spend it on whatever. Now, mind you, a lot of companies out there, they do have administrative costs, and they do need money to keep going. Like Red Cross. I love Red Cross. Red Cross, they need funds. And I trust them. They're a great, great organization. Bless them for what they do. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, money being put in, I don't understand how somebody who's been dead for 5 years gets this money. And then somebody else is, you know, cashing it. There should be these clinics, these free clinics that people could go to. And care is being given, and it's not just a, you know, sinking of money. You know, same thing with, you know, food stamps and our food programs. Hand out the milk. Hand out the beef. Hand out the chicken. But you give money that could be spent on anything, there's going to be waste. And when you're actually buying the chicken or the vegetables or the milk or the child's oatmeal, you know the money's not getting spent on something else. And I just think we really waste a lot, and the government does a horrible job of, you know, keeping tallies on this. The 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
I'm Dave. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Lisa Erickson with U.S. Bank joined Fox Business to react to those numbers.
We've got a really solid numbers across the board. 250,000 up is a very great absolute number and definitely ahead of consensus expectations. And on the wage gain side, you've got a nice increase for American workers at 3.1%.
The Trump administration announced on Friday they were putting sanctions back under Iran that were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. The sanctions really hurt Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors, and U.S. troops have begun arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border to turn back the migrant caravans that are slowly heading north through Mexico towards the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA is insisting that cell phones are safe. Remember an article or a study came out saying that there was, quote, clear evidence of a link to heart, brain, and adrenal cancers in rats. Now the FDA is like, oh, hold the phone. Cell phones are safe. And the FDA is disagreeing with the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. Now this, this could get pretty ugly. So the National Institutes of Health Toxicology Program warned that cell phone radiation does cause cancer. Because it published its, you know, final results of its long-term study conducted on rats and mice. But the FDA was like, the danger does not apply to humans. So we're out here watching a bunch of scientists, especially government scientists, battle it out. Pretty sexy, if you ask me. Now, the National Institutes of Health Toxicology Program, NTP, did find clear evidence that high levels of cell phone radiation could cause cancers of the heart, brain, and adrenal glands, but that was in male rats. And they found a very strong association with 2G and 3G radiation. But one caveat is it was high dose radiation. It was to the whole body. As opposed to us, where the cell phone is only close to our head. Right? You know, and are we really seeing, you know, excessive brain cancers? Are we seeing those rise? I don't see where the numbers are. If we did, and that story came out, I think everybody would be dropping their cell phone. So the scientists who reviewed the study are calling for the Federal Communications Commission to warn the public. But the FDA's response suggests that the findings are overhyped, and they're trying to quell customers' fears. And we talked about the radio frequency radiation that cell phones emit. There's been studies. There was a study just in August saying, no rise in cancer. So what we have is there's a rise in cancer when you really bombard animals with the radiation, rats and stuff. But we don't have a rise in humans technically seen or documented. And so overall, we're thinking we're probably still good and we're still in the clear. The problem is the cell phones have been used now probably for the past, I would say heavy cell phone use, under 20 years. We should be able to start accruing some really nice data. But in terms of the ubiquity, is that a word, of the use of cell phones, that really became big in the last 10 years. So if somebody says, look, 20 years ago, someone's had a cell phone for 20 years. I hardly used my cell phone 20 years ago. It was expensive. We only had X number of minutes. I would make a quick call and I would quickly shut it off. Now I do everything on my cell phone. So there was a study that linked glioblastomas, the brain tumor that killed Senator John McCain, with cell phone usage, and even California issued a warning. And the National Institutes of Health put $30 million into the study. And the scientists were surprised, but they said there was clear evidence. So the FDA is like, no, we don't want people to worry. Now, also, the FDA and a lot of critics are saying, look, with this study, it was many hours a day that these rats were exposed to their cell phone. Well, what do you think humans are doing? Now, an article came out on smartphones and tablets, and they say it's causing mental health problems in children as young as 2. That these smartphones, these little babies and toddlers are playing with, are causing anxiety and crushing their curiosity. They're claiming just an hour a day could damage a child's mental health. And they say a young child's still growing brains are susceptible to damage from technology. I do agree with that. They say these smartphones and tablets are making kids less curious, less able to finish tasks, less emotionally stable, and lowering their self-control. Teenagers, of course, are at the highest risk. But children under the ages of 10 and toddlers, they still have developing brains. Research shows that, quote, zombie British children spend nearly 5 hours every day gawping at their electronic devices. This article is coming out of Daily Mail. And researchers from San Diego State University and the University of Georgia say time spent on smartphones is serious, but it is an avoidable cause of mental health issues. Professors Jean Twenge and Keith Campbell said half of mental health problems develop by adolescents. So if we could prevent them from developing their mental health issue, they may be able to go on into adulthood doing okay. They suggest there is a need to identify factors linked to mental health issues that are unable to be changed in this population, as most are difficult or impossible to influence. And how children and adolescents spend their leisure time is easier to change. And they say parents and teachers must cut the amount of time children spend online or watching television while they're studying, socializing, eating, or even playing sports. So, I mean, when my kids played sports, all their backpacks and stuff had to be in the lockers. They couldn't, I mean, I couldn't reach out to my kids, you know, like when they need to be picked up or whatever at practice because they didn't have their cell phone nearby. Drove me crazy because I wanted to be able to talk to them. But, you know, this curiosity thing is so important. You need kids to learn, and the best way to learn is trial and error. They need to reach for objects. They need to play and grab at things. You know, like your little kid will play with your nose when you hold your baby, and then they'll stick their finger up your nostril. You know, my dog does that. My dog puts his, you know, nose up the hole of my nose. He tries to fit it in there. And, you know, because she's a little baby girl. And I guess she's very curious about my nose. And she's learning that my nose is different than hers. And she's learning that she could stick her nose in certain things that might be safe. She may get a booger coming out of it. Or her hair may tangle with my nose hair. But for the most part, it's safe. But you see little animals learn. Little snappy tushy. Little baby girl snappy. I got a little snappy tushy. Thanks, you got a little tushy. Snappy. Very curious. She'll sit there and watch me put my makeup on. She'll watch me do my hair. She'll just sit there and watch and observe. Younger animals do that. They'll watch others and then they'll try it for themselves. The smart ones. She's smart. The other stupid ones just like, oh, I don't know, whatever happens. Just feed me and, you know, leave me out of it. And so, you know, your kids, I love tummy time. Where you're watching them and you put them on their tummy and you let them try to lift up their head, and, you know, and try to do things on their own. We do things for our kids all the time. I'm going to bring you here. I'm going to bring you there. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to whatever. See what babies do. And so these little toddlers that are given a two-dimensional screen and not using 3D, I'd like to see if there's a link with myopia and nearsightedness, and, you know, I mean, we already have nearsightedness and issues with kids who watch TV a lot in the 70s and 80s. But, you know, what about these little toddlers with their tablets? Tablets have come out and been really popular in the last few years. So it'd be very interesting to see if the majority of them went on glasses, or if they ended up getting headaches, or if they have problems with certain tasks. There's a study that came out about surgery students, that surgery students have lost their dexterity to stitch patients because they spent so much time in screens and they didn't use their hands. Now, my students, they got it going on. My students rock. But there's a professor who teaches surgery to medical students and says young people need to have more rounded education, including creative and artistic subjects, and they need to learn to use their hands. Now, you see, for me, my mom taught me how to sew. Yeah, she had a sewing machine, but she's like, you need to practice sewing. And home ec in school had a sew, and I remember brownies. Now, somebody could say that's so 1970s and 80s, but I loved learning those things. Yeah, maybe it's not politically correct to have the girls learn that and the boys be in shop, because I'd rather learn shop. But, you know, manipulating a needle and thread, I mean, that made me really good when it came to my surgery rotation. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say 1 in 5 childhood scald burns, 1 in 5 of these burns, that these kids get are because of instant soup and ramen. 1 in 5. Just by that. Apparently, CNN is reporting that instant soup, known as ramen in the United States, is cheap, tasty, and very popular among hungry college students. It was for me, 10 cents a package. Actually, I think it was 6 cents a package when I was going to school. But new research suggests that these products put these young kids at risk. 1 in 5 of the burns that kids get are from that soup. That's according to research presented Monday at the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference. Those findings have led some experts to question the safety of the meals. They say it's important for us to remember and for parents to remember that these are just thin containers with boiling water in them. They say, I think there's an assumption that these are safer than soups coming out of a stove when in fact they are not. So apparently, Dr. Allen, from Pediatric Emergency Fellow at Emory, looked at more than 4,500 pediatric scald burns recorded over an 11-year period from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System, a federal database that tracks consumer product-related injuries. They then scoured the data, which considered children 4 to 12 years old, and they looked at keywords like instant soup, instant noodles, cup of soup. And the researchers found 972 injuries associated with microwaving the products, which ended up being 21% of their sample. They estimated that instant soups are to blame for nearly 10,000 pediatric burns in the U.S. every year. And I think it's even higher than that, because a lot of parents may be like, oh my gosh, I screwed up. I'm not going to take the kid to the emergency room, because then somebody's going to look at me as, you know, me being, you know, a bad parent. So I think a lot of times parents may be even just taking care of these themselves. Research, by the way, which doesn't happen. Okay, no one's going to take your kid away from you if it's an accident. We doctors can tell if something's an accident or if something was done on purpose. You know, by the way burns happen, it's really easy to put the two together. I mean, a cigarette burn. Well, my kid was playing around with a cigarette, and he burned the top of his arm. No. Kids don't take, if they're right-handed, their left hand, take a cigarette and then burn the top of their right arm. No, that's like a parent doing that, or somebody in the house. But a kid burning, you know, part of their hand or something being splashed, you can tell it's an accident. So don't, you know, please take your kids in. Don't think, you know, Child Protective Services are going to call and, you know, be called and all that. So they say researchers found that more than 90% of children burned by instant soup were discharged from the ER after evaluation, but scald burns may require hospitalization and even surgery. That's where liquid or steam burns through layers of the skin. And Dr. David Greenhow, chief of burns at Shriners Hospital for Children, Northern California, says, to be honest with you, it's a very, very common story. They knock the soup over, right, because it's in a little styrofoam cup, it spills on their lap. They may have to come to the hospital. And so it's many times these burns affect the trunk or the soldier or the shoulders or the groin. And unfortunately, they happen in children between 4 and 7 years old. And so they pull it down themselves from the microwave or they're hungry or it looks like it's in a cup. It looks like it's a cup that, you know, fruit juice could be in. So you got to remind these kids that, you know, they think the flimsy styrofoam cups are to blame. There was a study back in 2006 from the Journal of Burn Care and Research where they looked at the stability of instant soup containers and found that taller and thinner cups were easier to tip than shorter, stockier ones. So then make them more wide-based. Make them more like bowls. I don't know. Nissan cup noodles, I guess, has a little incline of 21.2 degrees where they have a little bit of a wider bottom. They say products with wider bases could be angled over 60 degrees before tipping. So Nissan cup noodles, they tip pretty quickly. I didn't realize there's such an art to this. So what do you do when your kid sustains a burn? Well, I like to run cold water on it. One is because you clean it up. Two is ice could unfortunately decrease blood flow to the area. And so cold water will decrease some of the swelling, but it'll still allow blood flow. Don't put butter. Don't start putting aloe on it. Don't do any of that stuff. Just cold water. Then have a medical provider take a look at it, especially if it's on the face, if it's on the hands, if it's circumferential, wraps around a limb. And sometimes we do have to do creams. Sometimes we even have to give antibiotics. And we'll make sure your kid's tetanus is up to date. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, it's daylight savings time change this weekend. The clocks fall back an hour, so we get an extra hour of sleep. I remember being on call twice when that happened, so I had to do an extra hour of call, right? You know, you are up all night, it's 2 in the morning, then you have to go back, right, and put it back to 1 in the morning, and you're like, what, now I got to do that whole extra hour again? So a 36-hour shift very easily turned into a 37-hour shift for me. Daylight savings time, that's when it sucks. Those are the only people that don't like daylight savings time is when they're on call. Other than that, we get an extra hour of sleep. There's been health benefits, so check out my website. I talk about that. So we got the Honduran migrants and El Salvadorian migrants, Guatemalan, Mexican migrants coming to our border. And we're being told that Honduran migrants are planning to sue Donald Trump over proposed border policies. 600 migrants, according to NBC News, are suing President Donald Trump and parts of administration over policies the president has enacted and said he's going to enact on the U.S. border with Mexico. There's a class action lawsuit filed in federal court yesterday on behalf of the migrants and their children who are en route to the U.S. on foot as part of a larger caravan. We have about four caravans now, we're being told. And the suit asks the court to declare Trump's policies unconstitutional. Now, Trump says he plans to send up to 15,000 troops to the border. In addition to Border Patrol and ICE agents, about 100 active-duty soldiers have arrived on the border in Texas. Trump said in a White House speech that undocumented immigrants would be held in detention until they would be deported. And asylum seekers could be blocked from claiming asylum if they were caught crossing the border outside of legal ports of entry. Now, under current law, people are allowed to make a claim for asylum anywhere in the U.S., no matter how they entered. So, he said, we're going to catch, we're not going to release. He said, we're going to keep these people out of our country. So, according to the Immigration Services Company funding the lawsuit, they say that the president has violated federal law and has set up a potential catastrophe at the U.S.-Mexico border, all in the name of, they claim, white nationalism, and with the objective of scoring political points. Sending soldiers to the border, Trump continues his campaign to militarize the border and brutalize immigrant families to score political points. Now, this is something that I don't think we've ever seen. I mean, we've seen people come to Ellis Island in boats. Ellis Island would, you know, vet them, see if they had a sponsor here, see if they had money, see if they had health issues, and then send people back or keep them and allow them to enter. I don't think I've ever seen this where we had thousands of people come to the border. And so the potential for this to get very, very ugly and very bloody is there. And I think any government needs to make sure there's some sort of control, some sort of calm, and some sort of process. But you can't have thousands of people storm a border. No country would put up with that. It doesn't matter what their immigration laws are. You could have the best immigration policy. There still has to be some choreography. There still has to be some, you know, some common sense to make sure people get fed. Watch out for safety, that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.